This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be Pastor Levi Wilms from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading our pledge today will be Paige Hannah Distel from Box Elder, South Dakota.
Gracious Heavenly Father, come before you today that you would be with all our people in all forms of government, with our national government. We think especially this day that you'd be with the men and women of this house and also with the citizens of South Dakota. I pray that you would give them trust to follow after you and to believe you are a God of abundance. I pray that you give them vision to see opportunities in the midst of an economic turmoil, Lord. I pray that you'd also give them courage to make the right decisions for the good of your people. This I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Dreyer, Elliott, Engel, Spain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Lust, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Ronkema, Rounds, Russell, Shuckaway, Shrimp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Versio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rabe. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 10th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rabe, Chair.
All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Journal is approved. Communications.
No.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1105 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Ed McLaughlin, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1034 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1112 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1113 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Bob Fain, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1066 and 1110 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1022 do pass as amended. Roger Hunt, Vice Chair. And the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1094 do pass, House Bills 1095 and 1100 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1026 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 12, 16, and 18, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1004, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to reauthorize the state children's health insurance program, and the Speaker has waived the referral to committee of House Concurrent Resolution 1004.
Okay, first reading of House bills. What these ladies are doing up front here today is reading the title of all these bills. It has to be read in a public forum. The bills are found online, so we don't need to read the whole bill. You can go and follow those yourself. It seems a little awkward, but it saves us a lot of time as they fulfill our requirements.
That operates the only remaining public high school located within the boundaries of any county. Senate Bill, House Bill 1172, an act to suspend for 2 years the requirement that certain school districts with low enrollment reorganize.
Speaker refers House Bill 1153 to Judiciary, 1154 to Ed, 1155 and 56, 57 to Judiciary, 1158 and 9 to Commerce, 1160 to Transportation, 1161 to Commerce, 1162 and 1163 to Judiciary, 1164 Local Government, 1165 State Affairs, 1166 Judiciary, 1167 to Ag, 1168 to Commerce, 1169 Local Government, 1170 to State Affairs, 1171 and 72 to Ed, Education, 1173 and 1174 to Appropriations, 1175 and 1176 State Affairs. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 12, an act to limit the amount of tax refunds for construction projects that are located in areas that are included in a tax collection agreement between the state and an Indian tribe.
Speaker refers Senate Bill 12 and Senate Bill 16 to taxation, Senate Bill 18 to transportation. Before we move on to the consent calendar, I'll take an opportunity to welcome you all to the South Dakota House of Representatives. And also on behalf of Representative Larry Lucas, we have some visitors from White River Senior Government Class with their advisor Steve Schumacher. Are they here? Would they stand up, please? Welcome them to the House. We'll move on with the consent calendar, second reading of House bills, the consent calendar. These bills have been sent out of committee without any no votes, and it was deemed appropriate for the committee to send them to the floor and have us skip debate on the bills and merely look at them and take action on them. So our first House bill on the consent calendar today is House Bill 1051. 1051 is here for its second reading and final consideration.
House Bill 1051, an act to make the sale or purchase of lawfully preserved and mounted fish an exception to the prohibition against the sale or purchase of fish taken from the waters of the state. Representative Bercio has requested that House Bill 1051 be removed from the consent calendar.
And that's a privilege that is held here. If someone for some reason sees something on the consent calendar and they don't want us just to pass it through because they've noticed something that needs to be corrected, they have that right to pull it off. Representative Virtue has done that. We will move on to House Bill 1041, and having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Would you like to do that?
Yeah. House Bill 1041, an act to provide physicians with a limited permit to practice medicine within a residency program and to revise certain provisions regarding the Board of Examiners' authority to administer resident certificates and resident training permits.
House Bill 1041, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1041. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce my husband, Burton Sly, and my granddaughter, Maria Noyes. They're right up here. And Maria only had a short day in school. She goes to school here in Pierre, and so she's visiting Grandma.
Welcome.
Representatives Hamill, Hunhoff, Les, Nygaard, Rausch, and Sorensen.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Ironcloud.
Good afternoon to our listeners and our guests and our committee. I'd like to take a personal privilege to some relatives and friends of mine. And today we have some twins, aunties, and there's Hazel Redbird, Marcella LeBeau, and Sister Donita. in a corner, if you would rise. And also over here from people working in our tribe is Mr. Chris Bordeaux and Ms. Carol Leroy. If you'd also rise and excuse me, we have Mrs. Daphne Richards-Cook of the Alliance for Tribal Tourism. So I'd like to, if you would, give them applause. They are some very fine people from my community. Well, thank you.
Representative Nygaard.
Thank you. Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. I wanted to announce that in the back, up in the gallery, I have the secretary to the South Dakota Democratic Party and the Western Area Field Representative for U.S. House of Representatives, Stephanie Herseth-Sandlin. And his name is Rick Hansen. If Rick would stand up. And beside Rick, just to hold your applause a moment, Tanya Peterson, staff assistant to the United States Senator Tim Johnson.
Welcome. Thank you for coming today.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
House Bill 1041, having us received. Oh, clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas, 66, excused, 4.
Thank you. I'll get a hold of this yet. House Bill 1041, having received majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1042, an act to permit an extension to the required examination time period allowed for certain medical licensing examinations.
House Bill 1042, having received its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Is there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House is the final passage of House Bill 1042. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Noem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to a personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Say, our doctor of the day today is from DeSmit. He's been practicing there for many, many years. It's Dr. Bell. He's also a past recipient of the South Dakota Academy of Family Physicians Physician of the Year Award. So if he's in here today, if he'd stand and give him a round of applause.
So Doc.
Well, let's clap for him anyways.
Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Wow. I would just like to take this opportunity to have my colleagues here in the House help me thank the Winter Chamber of Commerce for those delicious rolls and coffee that they provided this morning that were freshly baked from the Winter Bakery. And personally delivered up here. I believe the chamber members and the people that were here from Winter had to go home and tend to their business and are not present, but would like to recognize them and thank them. So if you'd join me, please.
Representatives Hunhoff, Krebs, Nygaard, Schrem.
Is Mount Vernon High School here? There they are. On behalf of Representative Hamill, we'd like to welcome the Mount Vernon High School Senior Government Class. Please stand up. Thank you for coming.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1042, having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1108, an act to repeal certain provisions relating to the purchase of stationery for county officers.
House Bill 1108, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Is there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1108. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Is the Stickney government class here? There they are. We'd like to welcome you again on behalf of Representative Hamill, the senior government class from Stickney, their instructors, Mr. Dennis Schrank, and their bus driver, Harlan Titsy. Please stand and be recognized. Thank you for coming. Representative Bruner.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
On behalf of Representative Wismer and Representative Vanneman, myself, I'd like you to help me welcome part of Class 5 of the South Dakota Ag and Rural Leadership Program. And also, I noticed Denny Everson is up there. He works with that group also. So help me welcome them.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1108, having received the majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? The title is deemed correct. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1086 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1086, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring to you today House Bill 1086 via the Judiciary Committee that was presented to us from the Chief Justice. Essentially what this bill does is it clarifies a procedure by which a plaintiff can request a court to grant an order outlining the priorities and the amount owed in a garnishment proceeding. This is after a judgment has been obtained, after a garnishment has been pursued, but in a circumstance where the garnishment has not been carried out by the garnishee, which in most cases is going to be an employer. And so this allows a procedure whereby, or clarifies the procedure whereby, a plaintiff can identify via affidavit the amount of the judgment owed, additional costs, claim, priority, and those type things in order to facilitate the judge and the court in assisting the plaintiff in obtaining garnishment proceeds. I would ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1086. Hearing no further remarks, the question for the South Dakota House of Representatives, final consideration of House Bill 1086. All those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Killer. Granted, sir.
Helmadakiapi, I just want to welcome my, what we call Ate in Lakota, my dad, and he's up in the gallery. His name's Ernie Stevens Jr. He's chairman of the National Indian Gaming Association, and he came here today from Oneida, Wisconsin. He was in Lower Brule. I think he's going back to D.C. He represents all the tribal gaming tribes in the United States, so just like you to welcome him. Thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
Representatives Blake and Frericks. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1086, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1049 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1049, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Bill 1049 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding captive insurance companies. Later this week, you may be seeing a bill that comes across that deals with captive agents. Please do not get those two intertwined. These are different subjects. A captive insurance company is where the policyholder owns the insurance company. Companies are insurance companies established with a specific objective of financing risks emanating from the parent group or groups, but sometimes they also insure risks of the group's customers as well. This bill was brought to us by the Division of Insurance and was brought to modernize our captive insurance company statutes. Presently, there's only one captive insurance company in South Dakota. The state of Vermont presently has 500. Just to give you an idea how far behind we are. What the bill does, it modernizes our captive insurance company statutes, permits the formation of captive insurance companies as LLCs and nonprofit corporations, and it allows for group captives. Benefits for South Dakota, it allows for South Dakota to compete with other states for this business. It'll develop relationships with the businesses that form captives, and each captive insurance group must pay a minimum of $5,000 to the state of South Dakota for an insurance premium tax. In the days we're having, the budget problems we're having in the future days, this could provide some capital for our state. South Dakota's intent on this is to attract business to South Dakota. That's their intent on this, and to promote economic development and allow us to compete for new businesses. House Bill 1049 passed 13-0 out of House Commerce. I would ask for your support in this bill today. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Ladies and gentlemen, two things. One, I heard a cell phone. Was that in the gallery or was that on the floor? Representative Hoffman. You and Representative Vercio can see me after session today. We'll add to the charity fund for the Children's Home Society. Thank you, sir. And then, ladies and gentlemen in the gallery, if we could just keep it down a little bit. I know we're moving in and out, and I understand that, but keep down the talk. It gets extremely noisy down on the floor with the acoustics in this building. Are there further remarks on House Bill 1049? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1049. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. I'm going to take just a second here and recognize... I know that we have the physician assistant program from the University of South Dakota students. I think they're in the back, and wherever you're at, stand up, please. PA students, welcome. Representative Frerichs.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce Bonnie Geyer, who's the education director for the South Dakota Farmers Union, as well as the Farmers Union Youth Education Program, who is visiting us here. They're right behind the speaker, so please welcome them. They're centered on education for cooperatives, so welcome.
Welcome. Stand up. Thanks for coming today.
Representatives Carson, Dennert, Hamill, Hunhoff, Peters, Schleckway, Shrimp, Solberg, and Vanderlinde.
We're missing a few, Karen.
Representatives Kurd and Hunhoff. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1049, having received a majority vote, the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1103 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1103, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Speaker. Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1103 is a continuing effort of the state bar, or the business law section of the state bar, to foster a more hospitable environment for companies, specifically LLCs, wanting to do business here, and partnerships, I should add. And what it does, it reconfirms that a charging order is the sole and exclusive remedy of a judgment creditor of a member of an LLC. We had thought that that was the case. However, some language was pointed out that may have undermined that a bit. So this bill removes that language and also clarifies some other issues regarding liability and exposure. So with that, I would ask you support this bill. It came out of committee unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1103. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1103. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. On behalf of Representative Pitts and Tiedemann, we'd like to introduce the South Dakota Ag Rural Leadership Group, Michelle Robbins, Denny Everson, and Dan Gee. Are you folks in the crowd? If you are, please stand up. Here they are. Welcome. I don't know how they multiplied. I had three, but welcome all of you.
Representatives Dennert, Tonhoff, and Nome.
Dennert votes aye. Tonhoff votes aye.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, excused 3.
House Bill 1103, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1056, an act to authorize education programs required by the State Cosmetology Commission to be taught at branch schools.
House Bill 1056, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1056 was brought to the Commerce Department on behalf of the Department of Labor and the Cosmetology Commission. Currently, there are 5 cosmetologist schools in the state of South Dakota that operate and have about 350 students enrolled. What they're wanting to do is take and be able to open up a branch school, so to speak, from those 5 schools so that they can open up into different areas of the state. They could teach either a complete program, which is about $2,100, or even just a partial program, which is about 25% of the full complete program, so about 400 hours. And again, the encouragement of the State Cosmetology Commission would be through rules they could set the curriculum for those area branch schools. They would have to apply for a license each time. Currently, each school is licensed. They do pay $300 to get licensed. And if they would want to, say the Sioux Falls School, the Rapid School would want to open up a branch someplace else, they would have to apply, get the accreditation, which take about 2 months, and also pay another $300 for that license. We'd appreciate your favorable consideration of House Bill 1056. It did come out of Commerce 12-0.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1056. Hearing no further remarks, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives, final consideration of House Bill 1056. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Steele. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67.
House Bill 1056, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1058, an act to revise certain practice privileges for certified public accountants licensed in other states.
House Bill 1058, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Peters.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker.
Good afternoon.
Well, House Bill 1058 was brought this year by the Department of Labor. Currently, certified public accountants desiring to practice in multiple states face regulatory burdens, which require them to obtain a license or file notifications with each state and comply with various other requirements of those states. This bill would implement the concept of a mobility for CPAs, where a CPA holding a license in good standing in another state could practice in the state of South Dakota without obtaining a license or filing notification of this state. Individuals exercising the practice privilege are subject to disciplinary action for violations of the accounting laws of this state. This is a joint initiative brought by the National Association of State Boards of Accountancy and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and has had unanimous support from the South Dakota Board of Accountancy. To date, these mobility provisions have been adopted by 31 states, and 19 states are currently introducing legislation this year in their respective legislative sessions. The expectation is that all or nearly all of those states will pass this legislation over the next few years. This bill passed out of the House Commerce Committee unanimously, and with that, I'd ask for your favorable support on House Bill 1058. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1058? Hearing no further remarks, the question for the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1058. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. On behalf of Representatives Putnam and Van Gerpen, we have the Scotland Highlanders sophomore government class with instructor Gary Pepper and bus driver Leroy Bender. There, I think they're up above me. If you guys are here from Scotland, stand up, please. There they are. Welcome. Thank you guys for coming today. Appreciate it.
Representatives Dennert and Fain.
Dennert votes aye.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1058, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Question on title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1082, an act to revise the procedure to adopt rules.
House Bill 1082, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1082 basically, in significant part, in Section 6 of the bill, deals with our legislative authority and seeking to ensure that legislative authority that we enjoy is not delegated to a state agency without our fully understanding what it is that we are delegating to them. In Section 6, there's a reference to standards, and essentially what this bill would require is that any time in future legislation, when an agency is asking for rulemaking authority under 1-26, rather than just putting into the proposed legislation a statement that agency so-and-so shall have rulemaking authority under 1-26, it will require sufficient standards so that we as a legislative body can determine what type of rulemaking authority the agency is seeking. For example, they want rulemaking authority relative to licensing, to fees, to disciplinary action. As you go through this year's session, you will see a number of pieces of legislation in which the agency does seek rulemaking authority. And obviously, we as a legislative body meeting for 40 days and 40 nights each year cannot possibly determine what all of the rules would be that the agency needs to enforce and to put into implementation the laws that we're enacting. But we need to ensure that we continue to have as much control as reasonably possible over those agency rules. Some of the newer members may not realize, but we have a rules review committee that meets 6 or 7 times a year. And we review all proposed rules by all agencies. Those agencies bring those rules to the rules review committee. They will have first had a preliminary review by LRC. They will bring it to the committee. They will make their presentation. And the committee, in essence, will say they concur with the rules. But other than that, the legislative authority that we have is limited. We can force the legislative or the agency to go back to another public hearing. We can go as extreme as suspending the rules for a period of time, such as next legislative session and 1 July. In other words, the rules can be suspended until the 1st of July after the next legislative session in which the rule is presented to the Rules Review Committee. 1082 is also in compliance with a recent South Dakota Supreme Court decision in which the Supreme Court said if there are not sufficient standards in the legislation which is enacted, then the legislature has made a wrongful delegation of its legislative authority, and those rules may be put in jeopardy as far as enforceability is concerned. In addition to this very, very critical aspect in Section 6 of the bill, there's also some other cleanup dealing with some time frames, etc. I would encourage your support of 1082 so that we as a legislative body retain our authority and our responsibilities, and we don't unreasonably delegate that legislative authority to the legislative or to the agencies of the executive branch of government. I'd certainly stand by for any questions you might have. I would appreciate your support of House Bill 1082. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1082. Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. Well, I certainly agree with this bill and plan to vote for it. I guess I have a question for the sponsor, though.
State your question, sir.
Representative Hunt, will this change our procedures as far as how our bills are drafted with LRC and the amendments as we draft those or prepare those in committee so that we always have to be assured that we're not passing a bill or a piece of legislation that would provide rulemaking authority without our oversight?
Representative Hunt, do you wish to answer the question, sir?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and Representative Lucas. Actually, what it is hoped to do is to cause the agencies, before they present agency-type bills in particular, to have given some thought to what this rulemaking authority that they desire and they're asking for is all about. There are actually a number of states, within the 50 states, that require an agency, when they introduce legislation, to actually also introduce the rules that they intend to promulgate so that the legislative body can review that. We're not going to that extreme, but I believe that with the enactment and signage by the governor of this piece of legislation, the agencies will, when they introduce legislation, tell us with more specificity what type of rules they want. And that's a good thing.
Representative Lucas, you still have the floor, sir. Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1082. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1082. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Feikert and Feinstein. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1082, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1059, an act to define and prohibit controlled business in insurance.
House Bill 1059, having had its second readings for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bit of legislation was brought by the Department of Revenue and Regulation. It's a bit of housekeeping that deals with what is referred to as controlled business. Controlled business occurs when an individual or businesses become licensed as an insurance agent, primarily to write insurance on themselves and or their families. For decades, writing controlled business was prohibited by statute. However, this requirement was inadvertently repealed when the insurance agent licensing statute was overhauled to become consistent with national standards. North Dakota also repealed their controlled business statutes when redoing their insurance agent laws, only to subsequently reinstate those laws after recognizing the problem that can be created. Writing controlled business enables the licensee to circumvent rebating laws and receive kickbacks in the form of insurance commissions. It also creates discrimination among policyholders, being unfair for those that do not have the availability or an awareness to take advantage of the law, who end up paying higher premiums. It also imperils the existence of many small business insurance firms who cannot compete against this unfair type of business arrangement. This bill will correct the problem by reinstituting the controlled business statutes and ensuring that insurance business is written by professional, licensed agents who are providing insurance products to the general public. This passed 13-0 out of Commerce. I would encourage your support of this bill.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1059? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1059. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Bolin and Peterson. Peters. Excuse me. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1059, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1052, an act to define trophy and non-trophy antelope, mule deer, white-tailed deer, and elk, and establish a civil penalty for the unlawful taking of trophy animals.
House Bill 1052, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks, Representative Fain?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move that we move House Bill 1052 to be heard immediately after House Bill 1053 at the bottom of today's calendar, or not at the bottom, but move it below House Bill 1053.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Bill 1053, an act to repeal the prohibition against the resale of certain seized or abandoned property purchased from the Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks.
House Bill 1053, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Street.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. This bill is brought to us by Game, Fish, and Parks. And in the course of their duties, Game, Fish, and Parks takes possession of, seizes, if you will, various types of wildlife that were taken in violation of the law. This might include fish, furs, antlers, horns of various kinds, or even mounted heads, big game heads. Normally, any equipment that is seized, i.e. guns, etc., are returned to the rightful owner at the end of the prosecution or at the end of their investigation. That's not what we're talking about here. Currently, Game Fish and Parks holds auctions to dispose of these items. The problem with the state law is that as it stands, if you buy any of these items, you're prohibited from reselling them. Many people who purchase antlers, for example, do so to make things that we've all seen, knife handles, coat racks, lamps. We've all seen these items. To prohibit these folks from selling their work is a bad idea. This law has outlived its usefulness. I'd appreciate your favorable consideration of this bill. It did pass through Ag and Natural Resources on a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on House Bill 1053. Hearing no further remarks, the question before South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1053. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Both sides. Representatives Hoffman and Lust. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68.
House Bill 1053, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1052 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1052, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My deepest apologies to everyone in this room. Ignorance is bliss and humility is ongoing. House Bill 1052 comes to you from the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. It is dealing with increasing civil fines and describing what trophy antelope, mule deer, whitetail are. Poachers are faced with three different types of penalties if they choose to violate hunting laws and regulations: criminal fines, revocations of privileges, and civil penalties. To people who have ample financial resources to pay fines, the only effective deterrent to poaching are loss of privileges and the imposition of these civil penalties. Fish and wildlife have value to the citizens of South Dakota and actually are owned entirely by the public of this great state that we live in. The values associated with hunting and fishing are more tangible, but there also is great value in just being able to see and enjoy the wildlife in our great outdoors. There are distinct differences in demand for these trophies, and they are to be established in Section 1 and 2, trophy antelope, mule deer, whitetail deer, and elk. Antelope of 15 inch or greater, mule deer Boone and Crockett score of 160, whitetail Boone and Crockett score of 140, and an elk Boone and Crockett of 320. The $5,000 fine for trophy antelope and deer, $1,000 for non-trophy, $10,000 for trophy elk, $5,000 for non-trophy. These are once-in-a-lifetime animals and deserve these elevated civil penalties so that we can enjoy these animals and they do not become fair game in the illicit trade of selling trophy animals. We recommend that you pass this. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on House Bill 1052. Representative Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
My question is, if someone were driving along the road and they found a roadkill deer in the ditch and it was a trophy animal and they either cut off the horns or cut off the head and the horns, would that transgress this law?
Mr. Speaker?
Representative Hoffman, do you wish to answer that question, sir?
Thank you. Under the civil code of the state of South Dakota, when you find an animal and it is a trophy, you have not demised that animal. These penalties do not apply, nor, I might add, do they apply to a minor under the age of 16 years old. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Representative Nygaard, you still have the floor, sir.
Well, thank you very much. The question was answered quite nicely.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on 1052, House Bill 1052. Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. I have a motion at the desk.
Representative Dennert, is that the motion to amend 1052A?
Yes, it is, Mr. Speaker.
Has it been distributed, sir?
I think they're working on it right now, and maybe it's completely circulated.
If Does any member wish to have the amendment read?
I will explain it if you'll give me that.
Do you move it at this time, sir?
I move it, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Comments on that motion, sir?
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. I ask Majority Leader to switch places because I was waiting for this amendment. We just got it drawn. As I was familiar with this particular civil penalty increase before session started, and I scratched my head and smiled, and I said, that's quite an excessive change from where we're at today on a civil penalty increase. When I went into LRC to get the amendment drafted, I just kind of looked at it, and we was looking at, and I'm mainly looking at deer, I think, at this time, if you read the amendment. I looked at it, and we was going from 1,000 to 5,000 for a trophy deer. And I just figured that was quite an excessive amount in looking at trophy. And my personal thought is at this time I will support the legislation with this amendment on, but without it, that's my vote, yours is yours. But without this amendment, I just think that it's a ridiculously high increase of a penalty, a civil penalty for a trophy deer. I guess the reason why I say this is we've been accused as landowners, ranchers, whatever, as trying to use big game and putting a value on a trophy buck or an elk. We've been accused of putting a value on them. And my question is, if GF&P or you, ladies and gentlemen, is by passing this with a $5,000 penalty for a trophy deer, who is really setting the value of that deer? Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dennert. Further remarks on a Dennert motion to amend? Representative Bruner, would you like the latitude, sir, to speak to both the amendment and the bill?
Yes, please.
Granted.
Well, these penalties are already there. They've been in statute for some time. Basically, what this bill does is put the terms trophy, antelope, mule deer, white-tailed deer, and elk in statute. And we heard from, in committee, of course, we heard from untold people who would illegally take these animals that money isn't really an option. We didn't hear from people that would take these deer. We heard from people who are familiar with them. But nobody actually comes and says stuff like that. But what we found is money is no option. There are people who have been hunting illegally and selling this game, and we have to make these penalties severe enough. And that basically all we're doing in this bill is adding the term trophy antelope, trophy deer to those categories that are already there. And we think the sportsman's groups around the state, a lot of the hunting groups are certainly in favor of this, and we don't think these penalties are out of line. And I would just urge you to defeat the amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Dennert motion to amend? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is on the Dennert motion to amend. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. We're back to discussion on House Bill 1052. Further remarks on House Bill 1052. Representative Shrimp.
I urge the body to not support this bill. As a landowner out in my area, There's numbers of times that I find some big animals out there with horns on them, and I ask in committee what I could do with them. If it's my path that I usually travel, they said you can move that animal out of the way so you can drive through, but you can't do nothing else with it. You have to call the fish and game, and they'll have to come out and dispose of it or do whatever they want to with it. And I just don't think that's fair as a landowner. Just last weekend, I had to fix a $1,000 tire tractor where a horn from a deer went through my tire. And I just don't think it's right. I'd like to have this body not support this bill. And for that, that's the reason I've got it, and I appreciate your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thanks, sir. Further remarks? Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of House Bill 1052, and we kind of had this discussion in committee. If you didn't have an opportunity to go back and listen to it, I appreciate the remarks from my colleague across the aisle, but I think we're getting a couple things out of context maybe a little bit. And if you look at the bill on page 2, line 11, it talks about that this is the unlawfully killing and destroying, and there's separate statute that handles the deer or that are, you know, run over on the road and, you know, the roadkill, so to speak, or whatever. And so these are it's two separate issues. So I would really urge that you support House Bill 1052 and join me in voting green. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Betty Olson.
Okay, I'm going to vote against it, and I'll tell you why. I referenced my big buck, Hartford, that was kind of a family pet. He wasn't hand-raised, but he hung around in our yard on our ranch full-time, and he was huge. He was definitely a trophy buck. Hartford was the one that was run over on the highway that runs right down the middle of our ranch. Early one Sunday morning, I saw poor Hartford laying there in the ditch as I went to church. On the way home from church, Hartford was still there, but his horns were gone. And he was definitely trophy. Now, the guy that took him, or the lady, or whoever took them, would have this trophy size head, but no way to prove that Hartford was run over on the highway and not shot illegally. It's a gray area. I'm voting no.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Noam.
Mr. Speaker, may I have a question for the previous speaker?
State your question, ma'am.
Yes, honorable member of the House of Representatives. Are you sure that your buck was not killed by a mountain lion?
Representative Olson, do you wish to answer that question?
If I may.
Please.
I examined him closely, and it was tire tracks.
Representative Noam, you still have the floor, ma'am. Thank you. Further remarks, Representative Sorensen.
This is a different speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill for a couple of different reasons. I understand the dilemma that the Game, Fish, and Parks might be in. After listening to a lady I've come to admire across the aisle and the story of Hartford, she won me over. But I too farm, and I understand that this situation, and some of you say it's a different issue. Well, if you want to clear sail through like this, clearly it might be to you. But to us landowners who sometimes feel that we don't have the chance at that trophy buck that we don't own, it belongs to all of you, but we do feed it. And in Betty's case, she told other hunters they will not shoot Hartford. But I think here we have the Game, Fish, and Parks has a wonderful opportunity to take this bill back and add to it that in the case of Hartford or other deer that are deceased, and we can have the Game, Fish, and Parks come out and inspect the animal to make sure Betty or I didn't shoot it, that it did die of natural causes or get hit, but instead of hanging in one of their offices, it could hang in one of ours. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I rise in opposition to this bill also, but for different reasons. You know, when you have a trophy elk or a trophy deer out there and someone kills it and takes that head, I think our penalties need to be stiffer. I think we should seek the death penalty, and for that reason, I'm going to vote against this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to 1052. With the Dennard Amendment, it would have made it more palatable. I really feel this is a stretch to go to that extreme. We're putting some new designations on trophy. A $10,000 fine was for a mountain goat, a mountain sheep, and then they added this 1052 adds a trophy elk. And they put the definition in there for trophy elk. But that's going a little too far. I think we got to exercise some common sense here on the floor, and hopefully we can send this on its way. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I wasn't intending on standing and speaking on this bill. It was not one that came out of the committee, but I'm listening to the debate today. Some of the debate deals with roadkill or natural causes. Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm reading this correct, we've got a situation where this is already in the statute, if I'm not mistaken. If we do nothing with this bill, kill it today, we will still have that problem with the deer that's laying in the ditch. So I don't think that really makes a difference on the passage of this bill. The bill really directs the fact that we've got people out there taking illegal game. I don't do it. You folks out here don't do it. Why should we be worried about how much we're going to fine for that person that's taking illegal game from our South Dakota landowners and our South Dakota residents? I have no problem with the penalties that are into here. As the representative from Clay County stated, it should be tougher. I have no problem with this bill. I'd ask you to move it forward onto the Senate. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Does any member wish to speak to the bill before Representative Hoffman speaks to it for a second time? Representative Dreyer.
I'd just like to back up what Representative Round said. Quite frankly, I think we've gotten off the topic of what the bill is aimed at accomplishing. Which is trying to keep people from illegally poaching trophy deer and antelope and other trophy animals. And quite frankly, if you're out cutting the head off a roadkill to put it on your wall, you've got bigger issues, I think, than any of us can legislate. So I urge your yay vote on this bill.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Verschio.
I also didn't intend to speak on this, but I want to reiterate one more time that if you would go to page 2, line 10, it specifically states who willfully and unlawfully kills, destroys, takes, or possesses in this state any wild animal designated by this section. It's willfully. It does not include natural death or being run over by a car. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm sorry for Hartford, Betty, but I guess those things happen. I would just like to say to this body that as time goes on, there's going to be probably more and more poaching in our state. And as more and more poaching increases, this means less and less big game animals that are trophies. And I think we need to send a very clear message to these people. When you come to South Dakota to try and take our trophy animals away from us, then if you get caught, you're going to pay. And I would urge you to vote on this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1052. Representative Russell.
having had a little bit of experience prosecuting cases over the last 8 years for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, I can tell the body that there are, in fact, plenty of criminal provisions that deal with illegal poaching. As to this particular statute, I also have concern in terms of possession. And the reason that I have concerns in terms of possession is because I believe, after having worked with these folks for a number of years, that in certain circumstances we can have some overzealousness in terms of the prosecution. So I would also join with the detractors of the bill and ask that it be defeated.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Hoffman speaks for a second time? You've also spoken twice to the bill, ma'am, so I would defer to Representative Hoffman then. Representative Hoffman.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I really doubt, in all fairness, I doubt that there's one person in this room who has ever had the wherewithal to carry on a hunting operation similar to the ones that move and roll through the states. The U.S. Federal Fish and Wildlife Service is well aware of certain groups, actually some of them coming from Canada, and some of these animals are hustled out of this country as fast as you can imagine, and I believe that is mostly what we're going after. The common problem with a 4x5 white-tailed deer getting thrown on the back of a pickup and then hitting Boone and Crockett, I don't believe occur at all, if ever. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. I respectfully request at this time that we call the previous question.
All those in favor of calling the question will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. The question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1052. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, the speaker rules two-thirds as these fees are deposited in a special fund. Two-thirds on 1052. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted, sir. Quiet down, ladies and gentlemen, please.
I have two items I'd like to bring to the body's attention. First, we have visiting us a former member of this body, Representative Roger Brooks from Brandon, South Dakota, over here on the side of the chamber.
Welcome, Roger.
And the second part of my personal privilege, Mr. Speaker, is to point out that above you in the gallery, we have a number of people from Brandon, South Dakota. Perhaps they could stand right now. And along with this group is Tony's Catering Service, who provided the meals both
yes,
on the House
did.
And the Senate side today. Please join me in thanking them for that meal and for their presence here in Pierre today. The Brandon
Thank you,
people.
Brandon.
Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 42, nays 26, excused 2.
House Bill 1052, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. Representative Fain.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. I would at this time move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar until tomorrow, the 12th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Representative Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 7:30, appropriations will have a briefing from, and then later at 8 o'clock, we'll have hearings from the Bureau of Finance and the Department of Safety. Please come and join us.
Thank you, sir. Quiet down, ladies and gentlemen, just for a minute. Further announcements? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to announce to the House that next Wednesday at 4 o'clock, in room 414. The Appropriations Committee is sponsoring Dr. Ralph Brown from the University of South Dakota to come and give us his revenue projections on what he sees at what the potential future for revenue coming into the state could be. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Ladies and gentlemen, the speaker has an announcement. You have some wonderful trees that have been provided to us on your desks. I would ask that you respectfully take them home by Friday, or they will not be here Monday when you come back. It's a very nice gift. We need to get them home, and the problem is if they stay here, they continually get knocked on the floor, and it is extremely difficult to clean up. So please get them home by Friday. And also remember, unlimited bill entry deadline is tomorrow noon. Unlimited bill entry tomorrow noon. Further announcements? Hearing none, Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.